With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. Independent member from Baden Town East Duane Seymour joins the PAC-led government, being appointed by the governor as parliamentary secretary to the ministers for labor, transport, and housing. Premier, the Honorable Wayne Penton.
I and my team look forward to working with the newest member of the government and parliamentary secretary, Mr. Duane Seymour. He will add to the accomplishments of this government, and he will utilize his experience as a former minister and add significantly to our capacity to deliver on behalf of the people of this country.
The Premier's announcement in the House this morning came after a quickly organized public meeting last night, where Mr. Seymour spoke directly to voters about the possibility of crossing the floor.
Mr. Speaker, I can report to this Honourable Parliament that my constituents of Baden Town East in attendance offered unanimous support for me to join the government bench. Further, I can say that I have now received over 200 WhatsApp messages, and all of them, except one, supported me joining the PAC coalition government.
On the move, Leader of the Opposition, the Honourable Roy McTaggart, wished Mr. Seymour well. A bit of chastising going on in the House this morning as the Speaker of the House reminded members of the importance of their role in contributing to the debate. This came after the Honorable Makeeva Bush called for members to speak several times. And when that failed to occur, he moved on. Today he told MPs he will not be calling on them any more times than three. Because the Deputy Premier had invited the members to speak instead of wrapping up, the Speaker says that did reopen the opportunity for debate to continue, which it did throughout the day today. The Premier says community safety is an area of concern for the PAC-led government. Radio KMAN's Carsley Fuller has more on that.
Delivering his budget address in Parliament, Premier the Honourable Wayne Panton announced that his administration will, quote, tackle the alarming road safety issues.
It is quite frankly unacceptable. We will start by lowering the blood alcohol threshold. We are not in line with the modern world, Mr. Speaker. We are too tolerant of drunk driving. People can have their fun, but they need to be responsible.
Mr. Panton says the police, the National Roads Authority, and the National Security Council will all be essential in helping strengthen road safety measures. In addition to the issues on the road, Mr. Panton says the pandemic has also brought to light a number of other issues, some directly related to the safety of families.
Lockdowns, quarantines, and isolation have arguably had a profound impact on domestic violence issues. The Cayman Islands Child Safeguarding Board reported that the total number of referrals to the Multi-Agency Safeguarding Hub, or MASH, increased by 67% between the first 6 months of 2020 and the first 6 months of 2021. In real numbers, there was a jump from 554 reports to 826.
In the same period, Mr. Panton says the number of referrals of sexual nature went from 60 in 2020 to 158 this year, an increase of more than 160%.
Mr. Speaker, a just and fair society cannot stand aside and allow this to happen. Sexual grooming, drug use, lack of social norms or boundaries are all risks, particularly for young females. My government will be considering bills that will strengthen the protection of our children and increase the penalty provisions for sexual abuse of children.
Reporting for Radio KMAN News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
As the Premier just said, domestic violence is a very real issue in the Cayman Islands. And as CIGTV's Donna Bush reports, local observations against its prevalence continue.
Activities around the annual 16 Days of Activism started last Thursday, which was the International Day of Elimination of Violence Against Women, and continues through to December 10th, which is International Human Rights Day. Here are the details from Mir Petkovic of the Family Resource Center.
The campaign is focused around highlighting all forms of violence that occur based on someone's gender. So that includes domestic violence, but it goes beyond as well to also include things like human trafficking or child marriage. So this year, the Family Resource Center is hosting several events, but we've scaled down our campaign due to the ongoing pandemic and for community safety.
Now, if you'd like more details on ongoing programs at the Family Resource Center, you're encouraged to go online to frc.gov.ky.
As part of the Family Resource Center's local programming, they're hosting a new round of the Domestic Violence Intervention Training this month. Radio KMAN's Felicia Rankin-Sullins has more.
The program is part of the Family Resource Center's 16 Days of Activism Against Gender Violence. FRC's clinical supervisor Charmaine Miller explains who the training is intended for.
The training is targeted to frontline professionals who interface with individuals and families impacted by domestic violence, right? And so we're looking at professionals in the field of social work, psychology, school counselors, doctors, just anyone that at some point within their professional capacity interact with families.
The overall objective is to provide knowledge so in turn they can provide better support to domestic violence victims.
With skills and confidence in handling this topic, contextualizing domestic violence within the Cayman Islands. So we understand that it is a sensitive issue, but this training is about desensitization and making sure that we're handling cases of domestic violence and we're supporting professionals to the best way possible so that they're able to respond from an informed place and using evidence-based practices.
This education to frontline professionals is to help broaden their perspective.
With the understanding as to why domestic violence occurs, as to why it's hard for families, for victims or survivors to break free from the cycle of abuse. So the more education we have around those topics, the more we're able to respond in a more sensitive manner, as opposed to, you know, coming from a place of judgment or coming from a place of lack of understanding.
The workshop will take place via Zoom over 2.5 days from December 1st till the 3rd. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
If you're interested in joining, call the Family Resource Center at 949-0006. Nonprofit organization Colors Cayman will be appearing as an intervener in the case of Katina Anglin versus the governor of the Cayman Islands starting tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Colors will be represented by Dr. Leonardo Raznovich, with Alex Potts QC and Sarah McLennan of Conyers Dillon Perlman LLP as legal counsel, working pro bono. Colors Caribbean says Katina Anglin, with support from the Christian Association for Civics, seeks to abolish the civil partnership law, which came into effect last year following the draft of the Domestic Partnership Bill earlier in 2020. That bill was defeated by the Cayman Islands Parliament, then known as the Legislative Assembly, only to ultimately be passed by Governor Martin Roper via Section 81 of the Cayman Islands Constitution. Ms. Anglin says the governor overstepped.
And class of 2021, you may not know this, but you achieved our best results ever. I said that last year to the class of 2020, and you've elevated the bar even more.
John Gray High School Principal John Clark at last night's graduation ceremony, which due to COVID crowd restrictions was live streamed on the CIGTV YouTube channel and on the John Gray High School Facebook page. Mr. Clark told students they should be proud of what they've accomplished at John Gray.
Our scores in mathematics this year, we had 62.4% of our students get a level 2 pass. In English, it was 86.9%. The number of students, or the percentage of students that have got at least 5 level 2 passes, is 83.9%. The international benchmark of 5 level 2 passes with maths and English is at 62.1% for us this year, and 7 level 2 passes with maths and English, 59.2%. A phenomenal score for John Gray.
Mr. Clark notes in the high honors category that students with level 2 passes, including maths and English, is over 24% this year. Clifton Hunter, by the way, is holding its ceremony tomorrow night. That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's Newsroom. I'm April Cummings.